fires have been started.
But they're really fire. The buildings that are burning were unattractive buildings, and the Democrats, for aesthetic reasons, felt it would be appropriate to burn the neighborhood down. I've got to say, and I probably will, the Democratic Party ought to be looked at by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They might be designated as a hate group. And we were just talking to Pete, who I know, FBI, career FBI. Now, he's happy to say, former FBI. At what point does the Democratic Party become a terror group? Honestly, how many actions have to be taken? How coast to coast does it have to be? Happy Tuesday and welcome back once again. We remain at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here, absolutely toll free to you, our beloved listeners. Thirsty for knowledge and for truth, which is in short supply everywhere you look these days. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, which the news media loves, is just another Democrat Party front group that declares the Republican National Committee to be a hate group. And then when they show up on baseball fields and shoot members of Congress, they kind of ignore that. Now, I mean, again, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they had a big follower in James Hodgkinson who showed up on that baseball field. James Hodgkinson was a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer that shot Congressman Steve Scalise. The news media swept that under the rug. They completely ignored that. The actual audio from that day, just across the river from Washington, D.C., the mighty Potomac River, when Congressman Steve Scalise was shot and nearly murdered by the would-be mass assassin James Hodgkinson, again, a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer, kind of like Chunk Todd's wife, she's not a volunteer. They took millions of dollars out of the socialist Bolshevik Bernie Sanders presidential campaign to put into the Chunk Todd family coffers because this is a very corrupt city. Keep in mind also, the Southern Poverty Law Center had a devout follower that showed up at the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. and shot a man in the lobby. That man beat up the little fruitcake. He showed up with his Chick-fil-A sandwiches. He was going to throw on the dead bodies of all the people that he murdered at the Family Research Council. The Southern Poverty Law Center has at least those two ties to terrorist attacks in the United States of America. And both really in the Washington metropolitan area on political targets designated by the Democrat Party. I wouldn't be surprised if they had ties to the would-be mass assassin that showed up outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home, too, with a pistol and multiple magazines and burglary tools and kidnapping tools, and had a target list of three Supreme Court justices, none of them left-wing radicals. But the Democrat Party is their mental. There are certain limits on what I can say on the radio. I'll say they're mental. And here's some news from Caroline Glick. Caroline Glick, reporter, truth seeker, and Caroline Glick on X posting. And I want to talk about this because yesterday Democrats shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the entrance to the International Airport in Seattle, the entrance to the International Airport in Chicago, Chicago's O'Hare Airport. And the list goes on. They were shutting down Lower Manhattan. And they're doing it on behalf of the Iranian terrorist regime. This is the mainstream of the Democrat Party. They have, as FBI man Pete was just describing, our last call at the end of the last hour, also our first hour this morning, saying, where did they get all these brand new 5-foot Palestinian flags and now Hamas flags that they're flying? Interesting stuff. And Caroline Glick, I think I know the answer. That, look, the Democrat Party has been the party of terrorism. They're the party of bullwhips and of racist lynchings before, during, and after the American Civil War, which they started by firing on Fort Sumter and creating the Confederate States of America and electing their Democrat president, Jefferson Davis, while the Union had our Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, who, a Democrat and an actor, shot in the head and murdered. The first Republican president ever was murdered by a Democrat. Keep that in mind. A Bernie Sanders volunteer shot and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise, and he wanted to murder every Republican on the field that day in a mass political assassination. And the news media treated it like it was just another Democrat carjacking. Amazing stuff. But never mind that, because yesterday, the pro-Iran, pro-Islamist, pro-terrorists, genocidal anti-Semites of the Democrat Party shut down parts of New York, parts of San Francisco, parts of Seattle, parts of Chicago, and beyond. Caroline Glick has a memo from Iran, which is in Farsi, so I cannot read it. But others have translated this memo out of Iran in Farsi. Caroline Glick notes, as Iranian reporter Vahid Beheshti reported, the riots yesterday, this is just this morning from Caroline Glick, the riots yesterday in the streets, airports, ports, etc., were not a local initiative. They were a premeditated operation orchestrated by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. It's Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is what it's called. The shorthand is the IRGC, and a lot of people in the media mistakenly refer to it as the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, but it is Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. In an effort to paralyze the global economy. Now, she posts the memo here and remarkable stuff. And Shai, Davidai, also writes on X, I've seen and shared many disturbing videos over the last 6 months, but I've never seen anything like this. These were the sights today in New York City, not Rafah, not Kabul, in New York City. All right? And talking about the, and this is the mainstream of the Democrat Party, make no mistake, this is the Democrat Party. This is the mainstream of the Democrat Party, which has become a gang of anti-Semites. You can't say you're anti-Israel, anti-Zionist. I am a Zionist. I am a proud Zionist. That simply means that I believe that the state of Israel has a right to exist and ought not be wiped off the face of the earth while killing all of the Jewish people residing there. That makes me a Zionist. The Democrat Party has gone around the bend. They've gone to a very different place. Now let's go to some audio that I want to share with you in Chicago, Illinois, where the Democrat Party is not a mainstream American political party. It is a radical left-wing extremist party. It is a violent party. It is a party that riots. It is a party that sends crazed assassins to baseball diamonds in Alexandria, Virginia, and to the homes of Supreme Court justices. It's a party that has the Lizard King, Chuck Schumer, screaming outside the Supreme Court, naming Supreme Court justices that will pay the price, that will reap the whirlwind. And then when the armed mental case shows up outside the home of Brett Kavanaugh with a list of three Supreme Court justices to be murdered, the news media treats it like it's nothing, like it's a kid at school writing a funny picture.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You may recall that, and he said that's threatening. And then after he did that, the would-be assassin showed up, and the news media just swept it under the rug. Glossed over it. No big deal. You may remember Barack Obama threatening and promising to a cheering crowd of radical left-wing extremists known as mainstream Democrats that they would destroy this country.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Yay, yay. And they've been quite successful at fundamentally transforming the Democrat Party into a pro-terrorist, violent street mob of anti-American, anti-Israel, crazy people. Now, yesterday in Chicago, the pro-Hamas lefties and they're anti-Israel and they're pro-Hamas and they have their Palestinian flags, and now they've brought out the actual Hamas flag. The Palestinian flag is a proxy for the Hamas flag anyway. It's about killing Jews. It's about genocide, and the Democrat Party has saddled up with the genocidal racists. And again, they are the party of terrorism, the Democrat Party, the Confederate States of America, the party of Jefferson Davis. Then they created America's oldest terrorist organization, the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And Joe Biden worked with a bunch of them. They've got a building up on Capitol Hill, a Senate office building, the Russell Senate office building, named for Richard Russell, a Georgia racist Democrat senator who was a racist and an anti-Semite and a racist. And they named a building after him, and his name is still on it, and the name should be changed to the Hiram Revels Senate office building, the first African-American to serve in either house of Congress. He served as a senator, and he was put there by Republicans, but never mind that. Yesterday, the Democrats in Chicago, this is actually the gathering over the weekend where these radicals showed up to plot their disruptions of the Democratic National Convention this summer in Chicago, Illinois. And while they were there, they learned that Iran had begun their attack on Israel because there are Jews there. And they want to murder all of them. And they've been given billions of dollars by Barack Hussein Obama and by Joe the Dunderhead Biden, who doesn't know what continent Iran is on. And while they were there plotting violence at the Chicago Convention, just like in 1968, and they still blame the police for that, because the more things change, the more they stay the same. But here are mainstream Democrats chanting when they learn they're doing death to Israel and then death to America chants, because that's where the Democrat Party is today.
I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever.
Those Zionist freaks.
Right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is.
Maybe you should.
We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg Bar.
Marg Bar.
Marg Bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
Now they clap. They can't wait to start a rhythmic thing. There's Marg Bar Israel is death to Israel. That's what they're being taught by these death cultists that are the mainstream of the Democrat Party, these violent, genocidal racists that are the main Marg Bar Israel. But that's not enough because, you know, he explains a little.
So it has two meanings, depending on the gender. It can be death to or down with.
Death to or down with. It means Marg Bar Israel means death to or down with. So it's death to Israel. And then they learned that Iran is just beginning their attack on the Jews to kill them all, which is going to be a centuries-long crusade because, you know, while the Democrats are still fighting the Cold War against the United States of America and against the West, the jihadis in Tehran are still fighting the Crusades. And Chicago, they learn, hey, Iran is attacking the Jews. Let's go get them.
Hands off Iran! Hands off Iran! Hands off Iran! Hands off Iran! Hands off Iran!
Hands off Iran. This is the mainstream. They're plotting their Democratic National Convention in Chicago scheme. And I've got a lot more for you because I haven't even gotten to yesterday shutting down the bridges in New York and San Francisco, airports in Seattle and Chicago. And they're here in the name of terrorists in Tehran and in Gaza who are genocidal racists. And the Democratic Party is their greatest sponsor. I mean, billions of dollars. Moral support in the West, undermining our own response to radical Islam, the mainstream of the Democrat Party. Boy, do I have a lot more of this. You don't want to go anywhere.
Can we get a Mar-Bar Amrita? We can get a Mar-Bar Amrita.
Yes, we can. Mar-Bar Amrita.
Mar-Bar Amrita.
Mar-Bar Amrita.
Mar-Bar Amrita.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
I'm going to get back to the crazy Democrats being a vile gang of pro-terrorist, Democrats. That's coming up. Lots more. But right now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim calling from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, which is just so great. I wish I were in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin today, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris. A long-time listener, big fan. Do a wonderful job. I want to give you a little input to last Veterans Day and Marine Corps birthday, 10 November and 11 November last year, a group of us were at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in D.C., and we were standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and coming from the Washington Monument towards us was a group of about a dozen young men and women, white males and white women, and they were carrying three Palestinian flags. So a group of us Marines, some of us in our utilities from the Vietnam War, walked towards them, and one of them gave us a smart answer. And we took their flags away from them. They found out how deep the reflecting pond was. It's not very deep, but that seemed to stop the nonsense, and they went away and left us at peace to observe Veterans Day.
That is a beautiful story. I'm glad you called in with that story. So you're a Marine. Your friends are Marines. You were there for the Marine Corps birthday on the Nation's Mall, and Democrats were there promoting radical Islamic jihad.
And they bumped up against the wrong group of people. We just weren't in the mood. It's our day, and it's our wall, and it's our mall, and we just weren't in the mood for it. But I was surprised that they're not Middle Eastern types, Chris. These are look like college kids.
Yeah, they're white liberals.
Upscale communities.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's what they were.
Yeah, you're right. You nailed it, Jim. I've got a lot of them coming up. So stay right there because they. Yesterday, they shut down Chicago's O'Hare Airport and Seattle's International Airport, SeaTac, and the Brooklyn Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge, and they're being orchestrated by the IRGC. That's coming up. Well, it looks like the left-wing radical extremist, Soros-loving commie district attorney in New York, Alvin Bragg, is planning on holding President Trump in contempt today, in contempt of court. I am in contempt of court, too. I'm in contempt of Congress. I'm in contempt of a lot of stuff right now, like any normal thinking person might be. But the left is really spoiling for a terrible fight in the United States of America, and they're not on our side. These are radical people. These are extremists, and Alvin Bragg is one of those, honestly. The news media calling it the hush money case. If it's hush money, every network has handed out hush money. Every major newspaper has handed out hush money again and again. They're trying to continue with jury selection there in a hotbed of left-wing radicals that will loot your CVS and burn your police car and then sit on the Trump jury. And that's what the Democrats have rigged here. But I will update you on that as we go. I want to get back to the Democrat Party joining the jihad against Western civilization, which they most certainly have done. And they have mainstreamed anti-Semitism in the United States in ways that the world has never seen. Certainly the United States has never seen. I want to go again to the in Chicago, where the liberals gathered over the weekend to plot and scheme and plan their disruptions of the Democratic Convention in Chicago, which is fine with me. I have family there. I might ask them to get out of town while the Democrats are burning the place to the ground again and looting and stealing. But they were chanting the death to Israel chant, the death to Israel chant, and learning to speak in Farsi, in Iranian, right? Didn't he say in Iranian?
He said Persian.
Oh, he said Persian? Okay. Marg Bar Israel. And then while he's teaching them to chant, and they're chanting along and clapping like a bunch of morons, and that's because they are a bunch of morons, Marg Bar Israel, one of the Democrats quickly jumps in to say, can we chant death to America? Because Marg Bar Israel is death to Israel. Can we chant death to America? Like, well, certainly we can. We're the Democratic Party.
So, it has two meanings, depending on the answer. It can mean death to or down with. So,
can we get a Marg
Bar America? Can we get a Marg
Bar America? Marg Bar America!
Death to America now.
Marg Bar America!
You should pronounce it America, or we'll catapult you into the Atlantic Ocean. With cinder blocks tied to you, just for fun. Marg, this is the Democrat Party chanting in Persian, in Iranian, in Farsi, death to America, and they're picking up a foreign language. It's kind of like Rosetta Stone, only different. This is your Democrat Party. They're a gang of demented, gender-confused, violent mob of looters, anti-police, anti-Semites, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, now officially, and I mentioned this yesterday, I predicted, I started texting friends when we learned that there were drones headed at a low rate of speed, like OJ in a white Bronco headed toward Israel on Saturday, and I started texting friends, well, this is going to be another opportunity for the Democrats to demonstrate their support for Iran, as Barack Obama demonstrated again and again, as John Kerry demonstrated negotiating that what they absurdly call the JCPOA. What a ridiculous bunch of people these people are. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. It's neither joint nor comprehensive, nor it is a plan of action. But they continue to spin centrifuges and enrich uranium, which they intend to use to make nuclear weapons to kill us and advance their ballistic missile program at the same time. And Barack Obama and boltneck John Kerry gave them the green light to do all that and gave them tens of billions of dollars. Even flew in transport planes, cargo planes with pallets of shrink-wrapped cash to give to the world's number one state sponsors of terrorism, and now they're using it, that money, to attack Israel and freed them up to sell oil to China and lifted sanctions and lifted the freeze on money, and Joe Biden gave them billions more in exchange for hostages. The Democrat Party is the most dangerous organization on earth, not the Iranian regime. They might be second, but the Democratic Party in the United States of America is the most dangerous organization on the face of the earth. Now, that was Chicago over the weekend, chanting death to America in Persian, because their contempt for the English language has been made clear over the years. What's a woman? What am I, a biologist? I don't know what a woman is. She's now sitting on the Supreme Court. She has the IQ of a pair of shoes. Wow, isn't that amazing? Now let's go to Ann Arbor, Michigan over the weekend with the Democrats chanting against Israel. How many kids have you killed today? It's the refresh button on the old Vietnam War era chant. Hey, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? And they're yelling about Israel. How many kids did you kill today? And then they send a check to Planned Parenthood so they can continue to exterminate 40% of the African-American population in the womb every year, year after year. Then the African-American babies that survive the Democrat Party's torpedo nets are 70% of the time born into single-parent households where, you know, you're going to grow up in poverty, not graduate from high school, have handcuffs on you before you turn 18, be involved in the criminal justice system, live in poverty, go to jail, and die an early death because the Democrat Party, again, the party of the Confederate States of America and the KKK and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors, that party has updated their routine. And now they're anti-Semites. They were always racists. Now they're anti-white, and they're still racists, anti-white, and they're lynching Donald Trump, and they're anti-Semites. And it's the Democrat Party. Peter Ducey of the Fox News Channel at the White House yesterday with Cabal Kirby saying, hey, Iran attacked Israel with about 300 flying vessels, cruise missiles and ballistic other ballistic missiles and drones, death drones, suicide drones, kamikaze drones. And the fact that they were remarkably ineffective. And now the U.S. Air Force F-15s are shooting down Iranian drones. And again, the Democrats around the country, according to Caroline Glick and an Iranian reporter, are following instructions of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, Qasem Soleimani, General Qasem Soleimani, who was ordered killed by Donald Trump, was the head of the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And now the Democrat Party is on their side. Israel hit an Iranian facility in Damascus, Syria, a couple of weeks ago, they killed the latest leader, the replacement for Qasem Soleimani. And that's what got Iran shooting at Israel. And the Democrat Party is with Iran unambiguously. It's not like this is up for debate. The Democratic Party is now sleeping with the Ayatollah, not the one of rock and roll, the one of genocidal death. Peter Ducey asked Cabal Kirby, he said, hey, Joe Biden's big warning to Iran was one syllable, don't. And I mocked it. Everybody mocked it. It couldn't be more ridiculous. Peter Ducey asked Cabal Kirby, and Cabal Kirby lies with great comfort and ease.
Has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah,
and so let's talk about,
and they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we did, Peter. Let's talk about don't and did. Let's talk about Saturday night. You can talk about the don't word all you want, but let's talk about what did happen. And what did happen was Iran utterly failed.
But they attacked. The fact that they failed is good news, but it's not because the president of the United States stopped the attack from happening. President of the United States, Joe Biden, amazingly, gave billions of dollars, $6 billion, to Iran in exchange for five American hostages. What's the lesson there for Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah and everybody else? What's the lesson there? Yeah. No, here's the thing, Cabal. I call him Cabal for short, Cabal Kirby. They did. Joe Biden said don't, and they did. And now we are kind of in a shooting war with Iran. And I played the audio earlier today of Joe Biden warning in 2020, when he was more coherent than he is today, that Donald Trump was going to get us in a war with Iran. He didn't. He had three peace deals between Israel and Arab nations. Iran not being an Arab nation, but the only Persian nation. Also yesterday, Joe Biden was meeting with a leader of Iraq and at the White House, and reporters yelled questions at him, believe it or not, very briefly. And he didn't answer anything, of course, because Why would he? He doesn't have to. He's smirking. He's thinking about getting back to his bedroom and putting his comfortable socks on and watching an episode of Hazel because he loves that Shirley Booth. Amazing stuff. There is a wonderful woman, a very smart woman, a beautiful woman named Erica Laban. She is Iranian. She's an Iranian woman, an Iranian-American woman. And she is standing up alarmed at what has happened inside the United States, and it's all the Democrat Party, and she knows it. But Erica Laban on TikTok, very international, you know, Iranian, American, Chinese, the whole thing. But she posted a video saying, boy, what the heck is going on with people that call themselves liberals in the United States?
In what capacity have you distorted the story to make the Islamic Republic the victim? That's I think what we're most curious about. When we were screaming for the past 2 years that they were lynching us, where were you? When we were screaming that they were killing Iranian women for not wearing a hijab, where were you? When they were lynching Iranian men from cranes for protesting, where were you? When we were explaining that this is a terrorist occupying force, where were you? But all of a sudden, everyone's graduated from Instagram School of Law to say that this is a violation of international law and Iran has the right to defend itself.
Yeah, they're on the side of Iran. And this Iranian-American woman, Erica Laban, who has a great following on TikTok, is saying, you remember when Barack Obama, the Green Revolution, and they were gunning down women in the streets, and Barack Obama stayed home and called Larry Sinclair on the phone just to whisper sweet nothings. Did nothing because they're on the side. They're the left. No one has murdered more people than the left. More than 100 million people have been murdered by the left in the name of bringing about utopia. And now the murderous left is the Democrat Party. Harvest the organs of 40% of the black population in the womb and then call everybody else racist. Sure. Smell yourselves. Speaking of smelling yourself, Michael Moore, famously one of the most odoriferous Americans, a creosote-filled left-wing gas bag who became a millionaire slandering the United States of America. And he's out there warning Joe Biden that he must betray Israel and the Jewish people in order to win the Democrat Party's votes on Election Day.
President Biden, you can end this now. You know it's wrong. I know you know it's wrong. And I know I sound like a broken record. And I know that
Not exactly.
That you're going to lose this election, in part because too many people are going to stay home. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're not going to switch their vote from you to Trump. No, that is not how this is going to play out. As what happened to Hillary in Michigan, she lost by 2 votes per precinct. 2 for the whole state. 2. And that's what's going to happen to you.
He's going to lose by 2 votes. And they'll both be more Michael Moore votes. Yeah, you must betray Israel. Otherwise, you're going to lose the Democrat Party's base. Their two-state solution is winning Michigan and Minnesota, where they have a high concentration of jihadis. We might have to declare those states to be no-go zones. Just turn them over to the Taliban. Joe Biden's been great for the Taliban and for Iran and for Hamas. Terrible for Israel and the United States and Western civilization. I haven't even gotten to yesterday's lunacy, our cities across the country. Boy, oh boy. And there's a lot more. And then President Trump. Prosecutors in New York file motion to hold Trump in contempt for allegedly violating the gag order and exercising his First Amendment rights. These people are going to fire on Fort Sumter any minute now. Yeah, and Katie Couric, I got Katie Couric for you. She apparently doesn't vote Republican, I'm thinking. And she's attacking what she describes as the anti-intellectualism of American conservatives. And she abused a word that I will mock her for as she's attempting to accuse people of being anti-intellectual. Let's go to soundbite number 23A. 23A. The pro-Hamas lefties, that is to say the Democrat Party, and they're now pro-terrorists. Of course, they really have been forever. KKK and everything. And they shut down Seattle, Washington. They shut down the international airport there. And a man had to get out and walk from his car to the terminal because the lefties had glued themselves to something or whatever they did.
I'm telling you, they closed down the whole street. Everyone has to walk to the airport.
He's pulling his rolling bag. You can hear his luggage.
What are they doing?
And they're chanting, you know, let's kill Jews or whatever they're killing. Just amazing. In New York, so he had to walk whatever, and they had to do this at O'Hare Airport too. And it's just amazing. And here's the thing. The police understandably shrug and say, you know, this is a Democrat city. The Democrats are anti-police and pro-crime. I'm just going to let them glue themselves to stuff. I'm not going to risk my career or my well-being to arrest these people. In New York City, the anti-Israel protests outside the stock exchange because, you know, Jews and the stock exchange and the Rothschilds can control the weather, just like that Democrat city councilman in D.C. says, Trayon White. They're just blocking O'Hare Airport here. And now we learn that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC in Iran, is actively involved in orchestrating these Democrat Party efforts. The Democrat Party, to say that they're useful idiots would be too generous. They blocked the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours. And the police stood there and looked at him, and I really can't blame them. I can't blame the police. In San Francisco, if the police arrested them, the police would end up on trial. I just let them glue their... Oh, you know, hey, you live in San Francisco. You voted these people into power. Now they've joined the jihad. This is the city you have made.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on a sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.